Hello, everyone. By the way, for those of you who pre-ordered the book, thank you. Please be patient. They say they're running 8 to 10 weeks behind. Officially, it was coming out a couple weeks ago, so I'm not planning any book release event till maybe September. I'll keep you posted. But I know we're many tonight, and so I'm going to get straight to the poems, but I really do want to thank Joan and Jimmy. Every year, or every week, they emphasize how they try to include everybody in this event. And with more and more poetry in Pittsburgh, I'm sure it gets more and more challenging. So I'm grateful to be in the schedule tonight, and particularly to be reading with Michael Worster. I think a lot of the poetry that's been coming out in Pittsburgh originated from many of his workshops at the PCA. And I had never written seriously until I started taking those workshops with Michael. And as he reminded me recently, one thing he remembers from that workshop is the first workshop I took, I had locked myself out of my home, which I did frequently. I had an apartment in Shadyside that the door would automatically lock. And so this poem is dedicated to Michael. It's called, I'm Always Losing Things. Car keys, car, love letters, lover, the train of thought, the thread. I'm always losing things. As if something about living makes my palms sweat, my mind go blank, allowing objects to slip away from me. I used to say it's a Zen thing, a sign from the universe to detach from the material world. But the watch I lost was a Christmas gift, whose absence on my wrist was noticed. Like a long hesitation before speaking, meaning was attached to the blankness. Just last week, I locked myself out again, the keys forgotten inside. Each time, it costs a little bit more to try to get back in. So this is a new poem. I promised when I was invited to read that I wouldn't just read all the same old stuff. So it actually doesn't have a title, but it's, My room that winter faced east. Red gash on the horizon, calamitous dawn. The earth, exhausted, shifted its haunches. To say we lost north, old thinking. In all these upheavals, I was glad for the room, for the window, for the dawn. And this is another new poem that a few years ago, I happened to be in Vilnius, Lithuania. And they are, for some reason, crazy about Frank Zappa there. Frank Zappa has never been to Lithuania. He's not Lithuanian, but he has kind of become this cult figure, and they have a monument to him in Vilnius. And so I looked it up on Google before I went and made sure that we went and saw the monument. It's just a head on a big on a big pedestal. And so this is called Frank Zappa in Lithuania. I didn't quite get the story the man in the basement record shop was more than happy to tell me. A photographer, a fan club, a monument to the newfound freedom. My rock and roll lover raises his arms to take a picture. From here, it looks like he's praying. So this is another Vilnius poem. While I was there, I was reading a memoir by a French writer named Romain Gary, who actually was raised in Lithuania, raised in Vilnius, and moved to France just before the war, actually, because his mother was a huge Francophile, admired Napoleon, wanted her son to grow up to be a diplomat, which in fact he did, and he also became a writer. And he wrote a memoir about the life in Vilnius during wartime, where there was the largest ghetto that had been there continuously during during the war, and people, as people kept moving out, more people were just moved in, and everyone was living on top of each other in these courtyards. Nobody was from there. Everybody was just kind of in a long, slow displacement. And so this is called Vilnius Courtyard Parade. Savage parade of courtyards, scar that made this green space, pile of bricks, behind it, the silenced family bickering. Dirty bourgeois bedbugs, salt, pepper up your nose. Better not to speak of it. Owls amid the ruins. Today's a violent paradise in the wake of master jugglers transforming the place and the people. An old woman on a bench, droning like a radio. A young mother paces, baby on hip, phone at her ear. Men mumbling around a bin. These scenes do not intersect. Terrors last, could go on for months. Tomorrow, who knows, to the dogs. Yesterday, the silence of a majestic cat. And this is another new poem that kind of mashes together different places I've lived. It's called Living Beneath the Mountain. From the harbor where I once lived, we would stand at the window, coffee in hand, and gaze across the bay. The island looks close today, someone said, and we would all agree. Other days it appeared changed, smaller and distant. The reasons remain mysterious. Living beneath a mountain, we watched the colors play on the limestone, some days blue, others orange, some, like today, bone white. Nothing is stable, not the water, not the rock. Okay, so since my book is called French Lessons, I thought I should give a French lesson poem. And so this one is called French Lesson Number 3, Le Temps du Verbe. Number 1, le présent. The present is tense. 2. Le passé composé. The past compounds our problems. Completed actions require an auxiliary. We all need help when putting together the past. To be without object, in transit between birth and death. To rise, to fall, to stay or leave. Or to have direction, an objective. Having, always taking. Choose one of these to assist you. 3. L'imparfait. Memory is imperfect, as we've been over. Whether the day was yellow or red, however vivid the cinders, imperfect. Streets of your childhood, the air in that house, diffuse like fog. The list of imperfections is long. Emotional states, I was afraid. Static conditions, we didn't know. We weren't able. Repeated behaviors. Every year we used to, again and again he would. Actions interrupted. Secondary players hovering in the background. All imperfect. What were you doing when? Name your cohort's catastrophe here. Kennedy was shot. The Challenger blew. Were you dancing? Were you sleeping when the towers fell? The waters rose, the bombs began landing in Baghdad. We were sleeping, we were dreaming, we were just so tired from working when the music halted, the curtain ripped. 4, le plus que parfait, but to have had more than perfect before the past that was. 5, le futur proche, the future is near, it is approaching. I am going to go. Thank you.